Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1411, How Eating Organic Food Benefits Your Mind and Body, by Guy and Elon Ferdman of MindBender.co, and I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, before we get to the post, don't forget, for more inspiration, motivation, quotes, giveaways, and lots more, make sure you're on our mailing list at oldpodcast.com. Thank you so much in advance for signing up. And with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. How Eating Organic Foods Benefits Your Mind and Body, by Guy and Elon Ferdman of MindBender.co. 68% of Americans say they buy organic foods. As you can see, Americans are getting more conscientious about what they put into their bodies, especially what they eat. Have you bought organic foods before? Do you already buy them but aren't really sure exactly what the benefits are? Then keep listening. Here are all the organic food benefits you need to know. Less ingestion of neurotoxins. When you grow any plant, it may become susceptible to pests. To ensure their crops have the best chance of successfully growing, farmers will spray them with pesticides. While this can help immensely with infestations, there's an unintended result. These chemicals end up in consumers' bodies. In fact, over 90% of Americans have pesticides or pesticide byproducts in their bodies. While the government is expected to regulate pesticide usage, this doesn't mean you're completely safe from them, as is evident in the statistic I just mentioned. To lower your chances of ingesting these harmful neurotoxins, you should go organic. Organic crops are grown in soil that is free of prohibited chemicals for at least 3 years before harvest. Now, organic food is not completely pesticide-free. There are some pesticides allowed that are considered safe and less harmful. This is just part of the criteria the United States Department of Agriculture, or USDA, uses to give foods an organic food label. Farmers that are passionate about sustainable farming methods are more likely not to use any pesticides at all. So when you buy organic foods, you can have peace of mind that your food is of higher quality than your average non-organic counterpart. Less exposure to neurotoxins may mean a sharper, healthier mind. You won't ingest synthetic hormones or antibiotics. Under normal farming conditions, many farmers try to pack in as many animals as they can in a small space. This means that if any of them are sick, the illness can quickly spread to all the rest of the livestock. Living conditions aren't very sanitary either, which means they'll easily become sick. As a proactive move, farmers will give their livestock antibiotics to prevent sickness. These antibiotics can end up in the meat and milk we eat and drink. It's believed that this is a big factor in antibiotic resistance in humans. Additionally, farmers will inject their livestock with hormones so they'll grow bigger and faster. In the instance of cows, they'll also produce more milk. However, when we ingest these hormones, they may have detrimental effects. For example, some believe these hormones lead to quicker onset of puberty and increased risk of certain cancers. Considering we have to eat every day, we can see a huge difference when we're constantly putting non-organic versus organic foods into our bodies. You'll get more nutrients. Organic foods tend to have more nutrients, such as vitamins and minerals. Milk is already a great brain food, but by drinking organic milk, you may boost your health even further. This is because organic foods have more antioxidants in them. Antioxidants are important for our bodies as they remove free radicals, and free radicals damage our cells. Also, consuming more antioxidants may decrease our chances of getting cancer. Additionally, antioxidants may help fight the aging process and may help us look younger and healthier. You'll eat more healthy fats. On a similar note, organic meat and organic milk have around 50% more omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3s are a type of unsaturated fat, which means it's good for you. The reason why organic meat and organic milk may have more of these omega-3 fatty acids is that the cows are fed a grass diet. In addition, they're allowed to spend more time outdoors in the sun, in the grass, and wide open spaces. As a result, they're able to grow stronger and healthier, which results in better meat and milk. You'll have a better immune system. When your foods are grown completely naturally, your immune system has a better chance of growing strong and healthy. For example, today, many foods are grown to be genetically modified. These are known as genetically modified organisms, or GMOs. While these foods are helping to solve world hunger issues by yielding more and bigger crops, they may have unintended side effects. GMOs are being explored as a possible contributor to the increase in food sensitivities and food allergies that we are seeing in more and more people. When you opt to eat natural foods, you're choosing to ingest produce and other foods that haven't been genetically altered at all. That, combined with the higher amounts of nutrients, make organic food a great choice for building a strong immune system. They're fresher. Today's society is all about preservatives, so our foods can have longer shelf lives. This may give the appearance that the foods you're buying are nice and fresh, but that's all it is, an appearance. In reality, they may have been sitting there for quite some time. Do you really want to be filling your body with the chemicals that preserve foods for long periods of time? While some organic foods will deteriorate faster, that's actually a good thing. This means that what you're seeing is what you're getting. As a result, you know you're buying the freshest product possible. They're tastier. Go to any farmer's market, and when you cook their produce, you'll notice a world of difference in taste. Organically grown produce is given the proper time to grow and flourish. The result is not only more nutrients, but better taste as well. When you're able to eat food that sings to your taste buds, you'll feel much happier and will look forward to cooking and sitting down to your meals. Reap the many organic food benefits. Now that you know all about the organic food benefits, the next step is to start buying organic. While you don't have to immediately replace everything you eat with organic, it'd be highly advantageous to buy organic exclusively. When you can upgrade what you put into your body, you'll feel a lot better both physically and mentally. So give it a try. You never know. It may just completely transform your life for the better. You just listened to the post titled, How Eating Organic Food Benefits Your Mind and Body, by Guy and Elon Ferdman of mindbender.co. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So here's the thing when it comes to buying organic foods. They're more expensive. No duh, right? So I understand that buying organic isn't always practical for everyone all the time. Plus, organic foods aren't always available. I remember I was at the grocery store recently and was in the mood to buy fruit that wasn't an apple or raspberry finally. Apples and raspberries had been the only fresh organic fruits available at the store for the past few weeks, hence why I was in the mood for something else. But lo and behold, only apples and raspberries were being sold in the organic section again. So I had to make a decision. Should I buy another type of fruit, knowing it wasn't grown organically, or stick to the same old boring thing? I went ahead and bought some fruit that was not organically grown. Gasp. But it was on the Environmental Working Group's Clean 15 list. Now, this Clean 15 list provides us with a list of 15 fruits and vegetables with the lowest levels of pesticide residues. So do a quick internet search by typing in Clean 15, and it's going to come up right away. Honeydew melon and cantaloupe were both on that list, so I bought one of each. It was such a nice change. It was nice to not have to eat an apple or a raspberry for once. So don't feel like you have to only buy organic foods and that you have to buy organic all the time. There are ways to reduce your exposure to harmful pesticides while at the same time working with a budget and with what's available. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.